We back.
We are back.
Yes, sir. Back with another episode. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Champagne and Henny podcast. I'm pretty sure you're tuning in on wherever you get your favorite podcast, and I'm glad you're tuning in to this one.
For real.
Because it's about to get
physical.
Hey, can we go ahead and goddamn toast one up for the guys, man?
Yeah.
The boy, the kid.
Shmoney.
Big Shmoney.
Big Shmoney.
Big Shmoney Shmurda. Big Shmoney Shmurda is back.
He's back and he's out, y'all.
I swear I ain't think bro was ever gonna get out, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
They kept holding my guy.
Like, he did 7, my nigga. My nigga could have got out, but he did more time for Rowdy Rebel. That's some real
and
shit.
And got out after Rowdy.
Oh, God. That shit crazy. Because Rowdy is supposed to be molding him.
That's how you stand down. That's how you stand 10 toes down, man. Can I say I would have done the same?
Yeah.
You feel me? No cap. For any of my guys, I feel like I did the same.
Because that's some real shit.
For any of my guys, my guys.
Yeah.
And we doing the dirt together. Or I put your dirt out any kind of way, type shit like that. I'm definitely going to do that time with you. You feel me? Like,
both of them some real niggas and stuff. Like, them some. That's why you see, like, a lot of rappers and stuff that they used to fuck with before, you know, they got locked up and start showing them love. Like,
yeah,
you know,
like Quavo, right?
Yeah, like Quavo, you know, getting them on a private jet, you know, stuff like that. Quavo got money for them. But, you know, they got pictures and stuff where, you know, Migos and Shmurda and them, like, they linked up back in the day. So, you know, they probably had a good connection and still kept it. Thug said he got something for them, too, you feel me? So, I feel like, you know, everybody was waiting for Bobby to get out, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bobby getting out right now, to me, is a monumental moment in rap history. And the reason why I say that is, you know, when we have a beloved person in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, that always have, you know, served a long prison sentence, or a prison sentence that was, you know, a lot of people be like, you know, they should have been out. You know, hip-hop always opened, you know, well, welcomed that person back with open arms. For example, you know, recently we seen it, you know, well, I ain't gonna say recently, but the recent example we done seen, you know, is Gucci Mane, you know, when he came out and he had a huge transformation. Or, you know, just like Kodak this year as well, you know.
Yeah, I'm about to say Kodak.
Yeah, Kodak just got out. And, you know, we, of course, you know, we happy that Kodak out too, but, you know, Kodak got the best lawyers in the world, because he'll never stay in the pen for long.
He never stay in for the sentence that they say he's going to stay in.
But, yeah, like, I think, bro, like, I really think this Bobby shit is going to be, like, the way Boosie, like, when Boosie first got out, like, you know how big it was when Boosie first got out the pen?
But one thing Boosie had that Shmurda, I feel like, didn't get to gain before he went in is celebrity personality.
What you mean by that?
When, like, Boosie came out, you knew everything Boosie does, even still to this point, never surprises me.
Yeah.
Whether when he had that,
like,
damn,
because he already had that persona beforehand
that was just like,
Bobby,
kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, out there type shit. Bobby, besides the music, you never heard nothing going on about Bobby.
Is that
a good thing, because he can come out and goddamn be whatever the hell he is, whatever hell he want to be, however he want to do
God, and he doesn't owe nobody
anything.
And
he don't owe nobody shit, and he getting straight love.
That's for real. That. Like, that's the thing, like, with Boosie, you
feel
me?
That's
the
great,
like,
thing about staying down, like, and being 100.
Yeah, but I feel like, hopefully, you know, with Bobby, he just, you know, man, hey, like, you and Rowdy just got out, man. Y'all keep y'all heads low, man. Made that music and shit. Like, I know somewhere there is a Bobby Shmurda X Pop Smoke song. I know it is, for sure. And I know you probably, look, I know niggas like, what? Look, niggas probably got the Pop Smoke probably got his vocals ready for a moment like this. It's sad that Pop Smoke is gone, and, you know, we wasn't able to see him and Bobby, you know what I'm saying, collab, considering the fact, you know, they both GS9. So,
and Bobby just came out. Bobby just came out, and his shit, you know, his past projects that he done, I just seen one of them went 5 times platinum.
Yeah, I want
to. I don't want to see Bobby with no bummy ass features when he first come out.
Yeah,
I need Drake on the hook. I need him to.
He's gonna definitely. Like, he's gonna
I need the industry to pull out the stops for Bobby.
Yeah,
you feel me? Cause it's like
New York buzzing though.
New York is buzzing.
Like,
little whoop dee. I can see him getting a verse from definitely all the 5E's and the CJ's and the. You feel me? But make sure it was big names. You feel me? I don't want to goddamn.
He definitely gonna get it from 5E.
I don't want to hear him on no bullshit because it's like, damn, he waited all these time for you. Or what if we come out with a solo? I don't know. It's just crazy. Like,
I feel like he definitely gonna have a song rowdy.
At the gate. I think that shit. They need a little EP or something.
No cap.
Tales of the Hood.
They going, because whatever Bobby.
Ooh, Tales of the City.
Rowdy. You know, y'all going number one, man. So just go ahead. Make it make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever they do drop, they number one with it. Got it, because the situation was so pure. How y'all let a rap go number one? Like, I need to see the energy. You feel me?
Yeah.
A rap went number one when he came out. Call it bots. Call it whatever the fuck you want to call it.
He did go number
one. He went number one. You feel me? So I need Bobby to have that same
type of energy.
I need y'all to have that same energy for Bobby because I want to see what come. Bro, I'm talking about, I was searching his name just to see what hell. See, bro was doing. What Cud was doing today. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
First day out, second day out, it's like, damn.
No, you just chilling with family and shit. I feel him though, man. Just stay low key, man. He gonna have some big shit coming out for us right now. Just let, like, fans, I know y'all ready. Just give the man some time with his family. Let him enjoy his days out. You feel me? Like, you know, let him spend some time, you know, with as many people he want. Then, you know, we know for sure.
But how long do he got? As a fan, how long would you say he got till you be like,
right, he got 2 weeks. He's gonna drop a song probably by the end of the week.
By the end of this working week.
Yes.
So by Friday?
Yes. But I wanna, it depends on who he signed to. I wonder is he still signed to Epic. I'm not too sure.
I don't know. Well, his music went, like I said, 5 times platinum.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't no guarantee that he got all that bread. Mm. That's why I'm thankful for the rappers that's coming up fucking with him. But the record label, whoever he attached to, getting chipped. 5 times platinum. That song has been played for 7 years straight, Bobby. 7, 8 years straight, Bobby.
I mean, it was a global phenomenon moment.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely viral.
Viral as hell. Still viral. Get viral every time you see it.
Man, but you know. We just glad to see Bobby back.
Stay out the wind.
Stay out the wind. Stay out the way. And, like, we can't wait for new
Go Bobby. To Jersey. Smoke you some good ya-ya.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? We can't wait for some new music from you, bro. So, we gonna keep it tuned. But, with that being said, y'all keep it in tune as well. Because we gonna hit y'all with a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back with our next segment. Yerp. We are right back with our next topic, next segment. So, yeah, with our next segment, man, we're going to get into a discussion of deluxe albums. Now, for anybody who don't know, deluxe albums are albums that are re-released with a collection of new songs along with the original album that an artist / label usually put out. Now, ever since the pandemic, I don't want to say the pandemic because deluxe have been around forever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a new trend of deluxes coming out ever since the pandemic has started. And we've seen several artists like really, 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 really benefit from deluxe albums such as Lil Durk. Lil Baby as
G
well.
Herbo.
G Herbo, yes. A lot of, when I say...
Lil Uzi.
Yeah, Lil Uzi as well. When I say benefit, Dirk has probably benefited most out of the deluxes out of all the rappers, but in terms of like the benefits of the albums, like it gives their already great albums that we've already listened to, such as, you know, Job, you know, mentioned with Lil Baby, with My Turn, such already a great album. The deluxe was even more, you know, fire. And then G Herbo with PTSD, the PTSD deluxe, damn near is a part two to the album. And then, you know, Lil Uzi, you know, with his deluxe to Eternal, a take. And so, you know, a lot of people also have been debating that they believe deluxes are bad for the music industry as it oversaturates an artist's music. And it also allows, it's basically making music more song oriented, well, more song based rather than like album based. And so, like, there's been a lot of, like, people have been arguing, like, the only thing deluxes do is just basically floods the market for the artists. And so, like, it kind of gets them away from, boom, I'm trying to create a whole project and make it be a good album, but rather than I'm trying to have a collection of hits on an album and just have the best sounding songs on there.
Like, I feel like the industry went through what everybody goes through. They went through a wave, meaning they seen all the artists or labels, whoever was putting out the deluxes, seen the reaction from the first deluxe. Right. Really, deluxes have been brewing since Drake's AB album.
I would say
deluxes became more prominent, like people were ready to put out
a side B.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, which would be a deluxe.
I get what you're saying.
So, like,
it's like, I feel like, like you said, the deluxes have been out, but, you know, they weren't as, like, more.
Yeah, because, you know, when you see Drake do it, he did it in one album, which, you know, there was no deluxe to that.
Yeah.
It's like dropping the deluxe with the album itself. You know what I'm saying? So, when people seen that, and the first person, I don't know who it was,
to start the trend?
To start the trend of hitting the deluxe.
I would say Young Thug.
It was Thug.
Because you know the album was, hold on.
That was
Young Thug. Thug album, which is so much fun.
So much
another
fun.
Classic. You know,
it was green,
the original Green
turned red.
And that was, he was the first one to really like have the
Look
album.
At the time period though. How long was it before he turned red?
It was like, his album came out in August, and then I think Deluxe came out in November or December of 2019. So, like,
so I give it about 3 months.
Yeah, so 3 months, and then the next person we really seen with a big major deluxe was Uzi. And then after Uzi...
Nah, it wasn't Uzi. It was Baby before Uzi, right?
I don't think so. I think Uzi dropped before Baby. I want to say...
I don't think so.
Well, nah, but Uzi dropped his deluxe before Lil Baby did.
Oh, he did.
Because, you know, Lil Baby dropped his deluxe like a good 2 months later.
Matter of fact, you're right. You're definitely right.
Like... But like, Baby didn't really need the look, so. But I see why. I see why he did.
You gotta see as a person. It's just like stocks. You feel me?
Yeah.
When somebody sees somebody make money off something, they gonna go try to make money off the same way.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if they see you buy the stock, they gonna buy the stock too, because obviously you making money. So if they see you throw a deluxe and get paid more and get more recognition. Yeah. Every artist after that was just like, oh, that's the master plan. Now, I will say, they did it wrong when they started doing the deluxe was like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Like, that. I feel like that would be the oversaturation, because it's like, you don't really give the fans a chance to want a deluxe. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy the album.
Like,
for example, like, Uzi and Future, like, them niggas dropped the deluxe, like, I want to say, like, a week after they dropped their album. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, their album, I like their album, you feel me? But their album was definitely an album that you needed a couple listens to before you could really rock with it.
You're right.
You feel me? So, like, throwing the deluxe was just like, my nigga, like, Niggas thinking the album mid, you just gonna give us more mid on top of the
you
mid.
Just gonna give us more mid.
So like, let us sort it out so we could get. So
let us
could,
get the good yeah. out.
Let it grow on us.
Let us get the loud out.
Yeah.
Of the mid. You yeah. Before you just before give us more mid, more to mid. Take more loud. You feel me?
Like, cause that's the thing with deluxes, bro. Like, I done seen it now. Like, but deluxes have helped some artists, you know, in terms of numbers.
I like, mean, that, I feel like numbers wise,
now
everybody is winning on like, the deluxe
for real. Like,
because like, bro, we have nothing else to do.
Yeah,
you know what
that's,
I mean.
That's why a lot of people say deluxe started happening too. Like,
cause ain't nobody artists got can't go on shit tour. To do.
Yeah, like they can't go on tour.
They might
so
as well rap extra. They might as well do a little extra. They gonna get paid for it. We gonna listen.
Yeah, and most of these songs, y'all like. Y'all gotta understand, like, most of them songs that, like, get shown on Deluxe is, like, they're really just, like, always, you know what I'm saying?
Are they? Because I would say
some of
Deluxe songs that I've heard, I'm not gonna count for every single one.
Are you trying to
them.
Say they sound better than that album?
No, but they definitely don't sound like mid. They sound like, if not better than the album, then yeah. Some shit that definitely could have been on the album and been out. The with a star beside it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
You feel me? Like, they don't be no goddamn bullshit. Now, I ain't gonna say all of them, cause some of them,
yeah,
some of the deluxe songs,
some
they
deluxe,
can be just like they was just throwaways, extras. But yeah, most of
some
them,
deluxes were ass.
So would you say we didn't get a deluxe from Drake, even though he ain't dropped shit, but he could have dropped the deluxe to the two little shits that he did drop. Because, I mean, we could have got more. You know, he got so much.
I don't
much.
Think he would.
I mean, so do you think that he would drop a deluxe to...
With Certified Lover Boy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hey, if he don't, he's
but
he's
might.
Already a GOAT.
He might. He
but
might because
like
of
he
now.
He just solidified a game. Like, I don't have to do that.
But see, look, that's you the thing.
I mean? He might be a GOAT.
I feel like that's the thing. When it comes to deluxes, I don't think Drake needs it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like before
the fans
Drake
don't want it.
Before Drake, nah.
Fuck I the think, fans, really, because we never get what we really want. Won't,
yeah,
won't
and I think before Drake would even drop a deluxe, he would drop another mixtape or playlist.
Some shit he can make some more bread.
You know what I'm saying? Like what he did with Dart Lane demo tape. That was a playlist, mixtape, commercial.
I hate when y'all niggas call it a playlist, like.
That's what he called more like
shit.
A playlist.
I hate that shit.
Like,
why would he call but,
because it kind of flowed into.
Look, Apple Music said that bitch album. They put that bitch in albums, not playlists.
Bro, but that's how it is with the music state nowadays. Everything is just like it's a commercial mixtape or an album, which to me is like, nigga, it's a fucking album.
Commercial like, mixtape, meaning like they can make money, not underground. It's not free mixtape.
Like, you can make money off. Right,
you know, mixtapes used to be free.
Like, for example, like, if I go on Spinrilla, like, right now, most of the albums that you really see on there that have been released, you know, let's say through Apple Music, Spotify, on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's also on Spinrilla, and Spinrilla is free to yeah. use, you know what I'm saying? Nothing to purchase, like, albums such as The Voice, King Von's, you know, last album. Rye Waves last album Pray for Love is on there too, and YoungBoy's albums is on there. I think Top isn't on there, but the 38 Baby 2 and the Still Step and Still Flex. So, you know, a lot of, you know, the industry is weird nowadays with the music, you know, state. Like, it's either a mixtape or an album, a regular release and then a deluxe, like 2 weeks to a month after. I feel like, hey, my final verdict on it, deluxes, I don't really, you know, deluxe is cool, you feel me? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you do want to hear that extra song or two from, you know, your favorite artist. But don't drop a deluxe 2 weeks after the album. Like, give your album some time to digest. Give your fans at least 2 months, then drop a deluxe. A lot of people benefited from that when they waited. Lil Baby benefited when he waited.
Mm-hmm.
G Herbo benefited from waiting to drop his deluxe.
Yeah.
Lil Durk, not talking about the recent album, because, you know, the Voice deluxe is hard, but the last album, just because y'all waited too, the deluxe, he waited, and then he blew up off the deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, man, like, y'all artists, Y'all just listen to us. If y'all gonna drop the deluxe late.
Yeah, let people listen to all the music.
For real.
And damn near let us forget about the music so that goddamn when we hear the deluxe, we start listening to all the other shit too. Like,
we just be like, damn, you feel me? That's gonna.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a consumer, that's the way I want to hear the deluxe is.
Yeah, don't
everybody,
listen.
Hey, y'all some niggas might not like it. You know, some niggas might like it right away. They might want. But it's like, if you're going to give it right away, you might as well just A side, B side that bitch.
No cap.
You feel me?
No cap. Like,
but shit, man, look, we going to get into, we got another commercial?
Yeah, we do got
another commercial. We got one more commercial. Stand tuned. Stay, you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned with us. We'll be right back. Yeah.
All right, we're back. We're back.
Look, yo. We got another topic for y'all. Like,
these are fan,
for my ladies,
fan submitted questions.
For my fellas, just tune in. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to what the kids got to say, because we're going to come at you real. We're going to come at you 100%.
No cap.
So, like,
man, so let's get to it. So, first. The first and submitted question is, you know, what are some ways a relationship can go bad between two significant others? So, for example, like, you know, you're in a relationship with this boy, this girl that you, you know, you done got used to, got accustomed to and stuff. Mm-hmm. And everything was so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, shit just went haywire.
Yeah, that's the question, right? Like, what is it that's going haywire, like, to make y'all...
Yeah, like, what can some things that go bad? Because, you know, I guess, you know, the person that submitted it, you know, they're trying to see if there's any signs to their relationship to where, like, it could be going bad based
on,
like...
the signs.
Yeah, like, the signs. Like,
so
what
you
want to
know
signs?
What are the signs.
Yeah, what are the signs?
All right. So, thank you to all our fans who submit questions and get locked in with us. That's first and foremost. Grab your glass, drink a little champagne, drink a little Henny, because this one, you know what I'm saying, is for y'all. We appreciate y'all.
We do.
Signs to know that things are about to go bad with your significant other. I got a shorty, so I love my baby. Hey, bae, you feel me? Mm. We got down.
She listening.
I ain't talking about this relationship, because I ain't really seen no signs. That shit is about to go bad.
So we taking a trip down.
I'm taking
memory,
a trip down memory lane, going back to the last relationship beforehand. Like relationship. Goddamn signs. I was young, so if you young, honestly, shit happens.
Yeah.
Like shit, if you young minded, if you young, period. Like, shit is goddamn just gonna happen. You really can't account for what the hell just happened, because
it's gonna be hard for you to avoid.
It's gonna be hard for you to avoid fuck ups, bullshit, all type of shit when you're young.
Yeah.
But when you're older, you get a little seasoned, you goddamn been through a couple shits, shit that you can still, you feel me? First of all, you know by then what the hell. You know people, especially if you've been in relationships. Mm-hmm. You start to understand people and their tendencies. You might not understand when they lying or things like that, but you understand, like, they not feeling the same way that they always been. You feel me? So, like, when you start seeing that your significant other is not acting the way they always act, question it.
You start to question.
Question it, because you want to know, like,
what's wrong with them?
What's wrong?
Like,
and
what's the sudden change in attitude?
An attitude. It could be small. It could be big. If they don't want to tell you, cause it's like,
it's kind of like, you know, like a, you feel like it's a big secret. Like,
yeah, like what, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even got to be deep. It's just,
you know,
you ain't got to undermine me, like, as if I won't understand.
Yeah, and it's like,
because that's how I feel like, I feel like in relationships, that's what kills the relationship, is that the miscommunication.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got miscommunication off the gate, your whole relationship going to be rocky regardless.
For real.
That's signs number
and
one.
And not being comfortable either, like.
and not being comfortable. How can you be in a relationship with somebody and you're not comfortable? Honestly. If you're feeling uncomfortable, like I said, whether it's that person acting different or if it's like y'all just haven't been doing the same things that y'all used to, just question it. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with communicating with your partner. You feel me? I feel like that's what a lot of men and women fall short at, because we feel like it's something wrong. We ain't gonna say nothing. We just gonna get through it and hope that it get better. But no, it won't get better if you don't say shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it won't. And so, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, the relationship, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-way thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to work as a team. And sometimes teams, you know, y'all have your disagreements, your ins and outs. You have your moments where, you know, where y'all start to consider, like, shit, like, is this shit going to work? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all have, well, sometimes you don't have those moments. Sometimes you do have those days where it's like, you know, y'all not on the same page. Y'all not eye to eye. But in a relationship, if y'all two both love each other and deeply care for each other, y'all find ways to, you know, get that, you know, type of good feeling back, that good connection back, you know, or if y'all do see bad signs, you know, some red flags, you know, y'all try to address one of them.
Red flags like what? Like red flags, when cuz say red flags, I look at red flags like always on your phone when we together.
You feel me? I mean, yeah, you know, like, red flags can be different, but I feel like red flags is something that the other person doesn't like or doesn't respect, or, like, a red flag is that something that's kind of, you know...
So, it depends on
it's like a toxic tendency.
So, it depends on the relationship and the people, because, like you said, red flags are what people do that the other person dislikes. So, it might not even... We can't really give a general red flag It depends on the person and what their red flags are. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I feel like what I mean by that is, like, you know, everybody has their own red flags. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, what you, like, but there's a general, like, you know, it's red flags that you can say, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, for example, with a girl, like, oh, she doesn't respect her mom. Like, that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be a general red flag for most people. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, a personal red flag for me is, like, you know, I don't like, you know what I'm saying, a girl is not independent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, a personal red flag where it's more...
But in a relationship, you know it's finna be rocky.
Yeah, rocky.
If, you know it's finna be rocky if your significant other lacks to show affection. Because affection, and we ain't just talking about sex, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because sex, you feel me, it really varies. Like, some people like it, some people don't, you feel me? Some people want a lot, some people want a little, you feel me? But affection, if I'm your significant other and you can't touch me, meaning you can't, like, hold me like you love me, kiss me like you love me, you know what I'm saying? Then that off gate, you need to know that's a red flag. Like, that's a, your situation might be, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, unless you know your partner just don't like to touch. Obviously, I would not be with nobody that wouldn't like to touch me, you feel me, if we in a relationship. But all I'm saying is that affection matters in a relationship. And if you get in lack, if it's a lack of affection in that bit, you might want to check your partner and just be like, hey, like, we good? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't kiss, you ain't smack my ass today. Like, what the hell? You ain't kiss me today. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta goddamn check them, because them type of shits
push the agenda.
Be more than what they lead off sometimes.
For real. And, you know.
And if something changed, hey, look, baby, you gotta just tell me.
In a relationship, it's always gonna be one side at least that's gonna need that affection, need that assurance. So
just give it to them.
For real. You feel me? Like if you really love them, fuck to, with them, like, just...
It's really nothing.
That's your girl, boy, like, just do that, you feel me? Like, if you don't want this person or you got a problem with them, let them know. Like, don't... You know, we don't need to talk. Like,
yeah, y'all are, like, together. Why are we together?
Like,
we
y'all don't need are to together. Talk. Like, what in the fuck... Like, what's the point of being quiet? Like, y'all are together.
What's the point of not? What's the point of dealing with something you don't like?
Yeah, and then, like, if you don't want to talk, just be honest with your significant other. Just be like, you know, it's just a thing like that I'm going through. Like, I just don't want to talk about it right now. Like, I will tell you.
But you got to be open and be, you feel me? Like, if they come at you respectful, just come back respectful too. Because the way you approach the situation, and I even got to be better at this. Like, the way you approach a situation matters. You feel me? Like, it matters a lot. You feel me? Like, men, y'all know, these women, they love just testing our buttons. You feel me? Like,
of course.
They just love to push them.
They do it on purpose too, y'all.
They do it on purpose though. So that's the goddamn thing y'all didn't know.
That's the kicker.
That's the kicker. They do it on purpose because they want to see how the fuck your ass gonna react. You feel me? You got little dick energy or you got big dick energy. You feel me? And goddamn, sometimes you just gotta
make sure you got
strap locked and loaded because these shorties will try you. You feel me? I don't feel like shit ever get too hectic, but them shorties, boy, they will try you. And I done seen niggas get hold, my nigga. So it was like, hey, you know, it's about over. I feel like when the affection is lack thereof.
Yeah. Man, all I can say is be honest and be open with each other. And, you know, anybody listening to this, you know, that's in a relationship, situationship, you know, liking somebody, y'all just be honest and open with each other and shit. Just, it'll go from there. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If not, it's not. Like,
but,
circle of life.
But that brings me to a different question, bro.
Mm.
And like I said, thank you to all the people that submit questions. Was this a...
you submitted... Yes.
The next question that we had was a user, listener submitted question.
Yeah.
And it made me think about it real quick. Like, does body count matter when you get into a relationship? Or when you're dating as an adult?
See,
and I say adult is 22 and older.
Yeah.
22 and older, you're an adult. Like, an adult.
I feel like, you know, when we, like, growing up and stuff, high school and, like, freshman year, parts of college and shit, like, you know, motherfuckers was so, like, caught up and wrapped up their mind like a body count. For anybody who doesn't know what a body count is basically how many people you done had sex with. So, a lot of people done got wrapped around in that situation where, like, you know, I know some people that count their bodies. I know some people that have a list of, like, the names and, like, you know, how many times they did it with and stuff. And
How many times?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I feel like a lot of times we get so wrapped up around the count, like, we fear, well, I ain't gonna say we fear, but we kind of forget to understand that, like, we only got one life to live. And not saying that, that's not saying me saying, like, you know, fuck a body count, be a hoe. I'm saying is that, as if, like, you know, these are experiences, like, whether you don't have sex with these people or not, it's still a natural experience that you're gonna have during life. And so, like, you know, I feel like, you know, if, where it comes to those, you know, who want to just keep having, like, a nigga just be like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to hit a certain amount. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's life. You ain't got to do all that extra shit. And just for, like, somebody that's trying to hold their body, like, oh, I ain't trying to have more than five bodies. Like, that's weird shit, too.
Weird.
Like, stop trying to withhold yourself, you know, from things. Stop trying to withhold
natural temptation. Unless you... I ain't gonna say it's weird, only because I did just say it was weird, but I ain't gonna say it's weird only because it's like, I don't know, I feel like sex is a drug.
It is.
And some people might just, you know, already don't fuck with drugs and then don't want that to take over their life.
Right.
You know, because I know I deal with a lot of churches these days and stuff like that, so... I be dealing with a lot of people who I kind of know. They just, like, I know who they are and I know how they are. And I probably know, like, bro, they probably, like, that one person that they've been with has been with them for, like, since they started. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm trying to say. It's just like, I understand the withholding the body count. But yeah. If you're trying to go hit a certain number, I just feel like you a fucking sociopath. Because it's like, bro, you just got to live life. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? I do feel like, though, that the people that do withhold their body count, I feel like they just doing themselves an injustice because they not letting themselves be. They're not letting themselves experience what they would really like. You feel me? Because I feel like you would, if you don't experience other types of shit, then what you end up with, what you end up fucking with the rest of your life might not be what the hell really excites you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, and that's the thing, like, I just feel like a lot of time with the whole body count situation, a lot of times motherfuckers get so wrapped around it. And I understand, like, sex is a very, like, open thing. Like, you know, you basically, like, you know, opening up your body to another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, for some people, that's, you know, different easy. Than others.
Some yeah, people
and
it's
easier
difficult.
Than others, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we just got to take it into the fact that overall, like, you know, we shouldn't judge anybody for what their body count is either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to dating, like, you know, let's say it's a girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like for my, you know, gentlemen, like, it's a girl you really like and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? She done had her fun in college. You feel me? I know some, you know, niggas would be discouraged on some, I can't do it. But look, like, I'm not telling you, you know, just go ahead, cover a dot. But I'm saying, like, past it, you can't really put that on her in her past experience if she... Like, let's say she done had sex on some, like, yeah, these just, like, some mutual dudes, like, and you done did the same thing in college. Like, basically, you can't be a hypocrite when it comes to...
And be like, I got 1,000 bodies, but my girl can't have more than 5.
Yeah, like, that's like, some hypocritical shit, you feel me?
You really want you to be the 6th nigga she fuck when she's, in her lifetime, she's destined to fuck 20?
Exactly.
Like, you really want to be the 6th nigga? You
feel me?
Like,
yeah.
you don't know. So I hate when niggas goddamn hold that shit against women. Like,
for real.
Like, yo, you gotta goddamn, I need my shorty. I don't feel like I ever, since I started having sex, I don't feel like I ever thought of that. Like, my girl gotta have 1 body, 2 body, no more than 3.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like,
they don't really get
that shit won't my damn, that shit, like, wasn't my plan to have only 3 bodies. So why would I hold the woman that I fuck with to that standard too? You feel me? Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, you know,
like
what I'm saying?
Like I said, that's weird.
And also, you know what I'm saying, for those that, like, don't got that many bodies, like, if hey, you do got a partner that has a lot of bodies, don't, like, you also, you know, don't make it just assume that, you know, that person that is out of control. Because, like I said, it's his experiences. Like, you know, the same way they could judge you for not having, you know, for having too many bodies, you know what I'm saying? Like, a person can judge you for not having as much bodies.
It's weird. You know what I'm saying? Why are we talking about, not why are we talking about, but why is that, like, I hate when that's a topic of discussion.
Like, body
counts. Body counts.
Because, I don't know, like, I feel like most of the time when people talk about body counts, it's a gossiping moment.
Is it more women bring it up or men? I feel like it's men.
I would say it's men, because men.
And it's crazy, men be
more.
Smuts.
Yeah.
Bro, we be smuts, bro.
Yep.
Floozies, cuz. And we worried about what she fucking.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, cuz. I ain't going to sit here and be like, I want my shorty to have 10, 100 niggas before me. You feel me? But if my shorty has been through 10 plus people, and she chose me and my sex to moan at and goddamn feel good too, and goddamn she chose me out of the niggas that she done been with, I would feel goddamn good.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely choosing her over my past. Yeah. I don't, man, fuck them. You feel me? Like, this right here, this right here is it. Like, you feel me? Like, so I feel like to the niggas acting weird, it's like, why are you thinking of it like that?
Cause niggas still worried about shit in the past, like
that past shit.
Niggas still niggas be comparing themselves instead of just, you know what I'm saying, doing what you do.
I do not talk to my shorty about her past or mine. I mean, if she want to know anything about my past, I gave it to her. You feel me? Like, if she wanted to know about this person, that person, whoever, whatever, I gave it to her. She got it. But I never asked her about her past. And that's kind of one of the things that, like, I just feel like is hers. You feel me? If she want to give me that information, she will feel welcome to. You feel me? She's definitely welcome to. But for me to, like, how many niggas you done been with? What was your last boyfriend? What he look like? Like, what the fuck am I? Who am I to even worry about some dumb ass shit like that? She with me now.
It'd be OD, you feel me?
OD as hell. You feel me? I don't want to know about nobody really past. I just want to know who you are right now in my face.
Oh, God. Like, that's the right thing. Like, who are you right now? Like, who are you right now? The other way that body count past can affect you, you know, in the present, as if, you know, there's an STD involved.
Yes.
Or something serious, you know what I'm saying? Other than that,
if she got a clean bill of health, she clean.
You feel me? Like, it don't matter, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if, you know, if she fucked, you know, the top rapper in the game. It don't matter if he fucked.
It don't matter if she fucked OnlyFans bummy model. Niggas before, like. Maybe she just like bummy niggas till she got with you.
Yeah.
Like, right. What the fuck?
It is what it is, my nigga.
You just another bummy nigga that she like. Like, what the fuck?
It is what it is, my guy.
It is what it is.
My guy, but like, my girl.
Yeah, I was about to ask my girl. You feel me? Like, to all the women listening to the podcast, do y'all even care about a nigga body count?
I believe they do.
They do?
I believe they do somewhat, but they still...
I feel like they know...
I feel like women don't...
expect it to be high.
They do.
Do they not?
I feel like they do.
I feel like, as a nigga, if you don't... I ain't gonna say that, but I feel like they expect it to be high, and if it's low, they always shocked.
Yeah.
They're like, what? They you do lie? Be shocked. You
lie? What? They do be shocked.
But, yeah. I mean, that's just another question for the ladies. If y'all can let me know, hit me up. Hit me up at the Champ and Henny on IG. Champ and Henny. Henny on IG.
And as in A-N-D. So, like, with that page, that is our new podcast page. We're going to be posting clips. You know, going to be posting questions, tips, tricks. All of that, you feel me? Like, y'all probably like, what the fuck is the tips and tricks? Y'all gonna see. But, anyways, man, like, we just trying to, you know, get to the bottom of that body count shit. And y'all really need to know, man. Like, y'all really need to know that, you know, me and Henny, you know, we trying to work as hard as we can to get these podcasts out. Like, we understand, you know what I'm saying? We've been taking breaks and stuff, but... You know, this is coming back for real this time.
I'm going to let y'all know before we go, because I don't think Kobe going to say it. But that boy Kobe got a new job. Y'all ain't even know that.
Yeah.
So, we was gone for a minute. You know, we had to get right. But Kobe just got approved for the new job. He will be moving. But we still going to keep this podcast rolling. Remember that. Always remember that.
Podcast still going to be rolling, y'all. For sure, for sure. But... Like, we just want to thank y'all for tuning in. And, hey, y'all think this episode about to come out by itself.
Part two tomorrow. Mike
got another thing coming.
Part two? Part dos?
Part dos.
Hey, look, man, we about to get up out of here. We thank y'all for tuning in. Fuck with us for part two. Follow us on Champ and Henny on IG. Champ and Henny on IG.